Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome to Multi-Poptural, multimedia, multicultural, and pop culture as fuck. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, as well as SoundCloud at Multi-Poptural. Don't forget the show is rated R for strong, shitty language, as well as some spoilers! Welcome to episode 2 of Multi-Poptural. Today we're going to be covering a little movie that came out last week, Avengers 3 Infinity War. Before we get into that, though, we definitely want to thank you for checking out our first two episodes on Walking Dead, as well as Ready Player One. And we do want to give a big thanks to this beautiful podcast studio that we're in, Press Play Studios, and of course our sound engineer over here, Robert.
Robert!
Yeah. Did a fantastic job of making us sound like professionals on our first podcast ever. So,
and he's sexy.
Yeah, and he look good too.
Goddamn.
Professional's a stretch.
Very good point.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Jordan Brown, a.k.a. Doodoo Brown, a.k.a. Dirty Deadpool, a.k.a. USDA Fresh Meat, a.k.a. Eagles Nation All Day Bleed Green.
Bird Gang.
Oh, my God. Bird Gang, boy. Hey, better than Cleveland, am I right?
Painful for the Cleveland guy.
Who isn't?
Yeah, exactly. I'm your guy for everything video games, heavy metal music.
Hey, it's Jerry.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty? Oh.
I thought it was cool.
I don't give a f*** what you think, Jerry.
A.K.A. Don, a.k.a. Jadon, a.k.a. Jadon Draper. I'm the comic nerd over here at Multipopsural.
I'm Ryan Saba. For all my Xbox fans out there, you can find me on PUBG as Mr. Sabatooth. I'm often referred to as Captain Cleveland. I am the resident Browns loyalist, Chief Wahoo defender, and LeBron James lover. And for all my Toronto Raptors fans out there, the real King of the North. Cleveland! This is for you!
Hey, everybody, this is Brian.
No! God, please, no! No!
A.K.A. El Nino, A.K.A. B-Hearn, A.K.A. Puerto Rican Poppy, as Jordan likes to call me, the tiny, what was it?
Little
the
baby, sexy little baby bear.
Sexy little baby bear.
You sexy little baby bear.
No gamer tags, because I pretty much use my Xbox One for Netflix and Hulu only.
We want to take the opportunity to shout out one of our sponsors, Gate City Growlers. They have 20 taps. They specialize in small North Carolina breweries and specialty craft beers. Working with the little guys since 2015. Guys, please, please, stay local. Take care of the local shops.
Speaking of gamer tags.
Loser.
Doodoo Brown, 3879, PS4. Catch me on Fortnite. Catch them solo.
Catch me outside, homie.
Catch me on them squad dubs. All right, let's get into this bullshit.
That's perfect. Let's do it. We're going to, of course, talk about the biggest movie that's probably going to be of all time, Infinity War, Avengers 4.
How do you feel about it?
Oh, we're going right into me.
Wow.
The biggest movie of all time.
Well, I mean, it was soon to be. It was the biggest opening ever.
Owen Wilson, okay. Wow.
I mean, we kind of like it.
Yeah, I think it was okay. All right.
I mean, I've heard things
sell more, it sold more than pre-sale. Justice League did the entire time Justice League was out.
Well, Justice League is ass.
Well, it's terrible.
The numbers are there.
All right, so starting off with me, this is unexpected. I'm usually not the one starting off. All right, as far as the movie goes, honestly, I genuinely loved it. I thought it was going to end the way I wanted it to end with him. You know, as we mentioned before, spoilers ahead. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to me, the big thing is the bad guy finally wins one in the Marvel Universe. We're so used to every single movie that they come out, the bad guy's dead or disappears at the end or this, that, the other. I was just honestly thrilled. And, I mean, you know, this has been leading up for 10 years now for one of the biggest, baddest villains of all time. And to actually kind of see him, quote-unquote, win, to me, was a big exclamation point as far as, yes, you know, finally Marvel's getting it. They're going a little bit darker. It's not all just rainbows and sunshine and the good guy always wins. And they also, most importantly, stayed fairly true to the Infinity Gauntlet comics, which I thought was a big, you know, granted, I mean, he did it for different reasons in the comics.
Different reasons, yeah.
You know, he was trying to impress Death, but I think this time around,
they tried to make him more human.
Exactly.
And more approachable and more likable by us, which hugely. I mean, it worked.
They humanized the Titan.
They did.
Yes. Yes.
And he's still a mad Titan, though.
Yes, he is.
Exactly. And that was actually, you know, a great segue into my second point. Josh Brolin, I thought, was phenomenal as Thanos. I mean, voiced him very, very well. Gave him,
Silence your
phone. Yeah, silence your fucking phone, you noob.
I know I am. All right, so we'll go back to the.
Just keep going. That's hilarious. Hilarious. Keep that shit in there. Let's rag on you a little bit. You fuck. Expose you, bitch.
Expose him.
Yeah. So, anyways, Josh Brolin did a fantastic job. I thought he was amazing as Thanos. He really gave the character life. You know, there was a point to where I know this is going to sound really, really shitty and terrible, but you know, when his reasoning about it, as far as the balance of life and everything that comes with it, it's just like. Yeah, I know you're going to have to wipe out, like, half of
existence.
The universe and existence, but it makes sense, you know? So I really, really enjoyed that aspect of it. You know, as far as you guys, you know, what are your kind of takes from that? Those are my first two takes from the movie.
Go ahead. I mean, I think just sort of some general overview ideas. You know, Thanos' boy, that motherfucker is a creepy weirdo.
Squidward?
Yeah, Squidward. That dude, I feel like I'm going to have a nightmare at some point here in the next
Maw.
Few weeks.
Yeah, just Ebony Maw.
I save the names for you guys. I use technical terms like creepy weirdo. You know, I think when you start at the beginning, I mean, obviously we just roll that thing's going hot and heavy from the beginning. I think that Thanos and Hulk fight in the beginning, it really sets the tone, right? It's a rude awakening, like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, this dude.
Let him have his fun.
That's right. Let him have his fun.
With the Hulk.
And then, you know, obviously when.
And not Eric Bana Hulk.
Yeah. No.
Mark, not even Ed Norton Hulk.
You know, and the concern on Tony and Bruce's face when they're talking to, you know, Doctor Strange and his boy, and he's kind of giving him the story behind it, and, you know, Tony's just kind of sitting there, and he's just super concerned. I mean, that to me was extremely, you know, sobering.
He was definitely focused on Thanos for a few years
seriously.
Now. I mean, he had that vision in Age of Ultron, and that's been nothing more on his mind than that.
Yep.
He's been trying to prepare for him this whole time.
As a side note, though, what's up with Tony Stark having a flip phone? Like,
it was the one that Cap gave him.
I don't understand.
That's how you can't. I mean, in every movie you've ever seen or TV show, that you know that's how you stay away from like people tracking you is to have a flip phone. It's a destroyable phone. That's
like,
just
like the guys
burner
like
phones.
This. Yeah.
Yeah, so a burner.
Like Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda goes analog to get away from the digital.
Hey, that's that burner.
Wow, he went Al-Qaeda. I was actually going to go with The Wire and the burner phones from The Wire.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Al-Qaeda, okay.
It's like all having right. a sidekick.
So.
Two.
I think overall the movie flowed well. There was good pace. You know, I was a little concerned about how they're going to mesh all these stories together. You know, but I thought, you know, Cleveland's own. Anthony and Joe Russo.
Oh my God!
They did not disappoint us. And then the rewatchability factor is extremely high. I saw it twice this week.
Yep.
And you know, they left us wanting more.
Yep.
Immediately wanting more. Yep. Like to go see the same movie again more.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Jay Don.
Well, as right from the beginning, I mean, like you said, it was hot and heavy. It went right into the story. But I was actually looking at a lot of the comic moments that they pulled inspiration from. They didn't necessarily make a movie all about, you know, that followed the line, you know, every storyline of the comics. But what they did was they took a little piece of this, a little piece of that.
Right.
Like they took some Infinity Gauntlet. They took some Thanos Quest. They took some Infinity, like Jonathan Hickman's Infinity, and they kind of just rolled it together into one massive story. And I think they did a really good job. And to your point, what the how they melded all these characters together, I think they gave them the perfect amount of time.
I agree.
Yeah.
I do not.
And then I don't think anybody was completely oversaturated in this movie.
I do. I think Iron Man is way oversaturated.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm sorry, dude. Like,
if anybody, it was Iron Man.
Thank you.
But I understand that
if
because
anybody,
he kicked this
Peter
whole thing
Dinklage.
Off. we'll get to him.
We're going to get to that later.
Is it my go?
My go? Are you done? J-Don?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jesus.
It's your turn.
Oh, well, my God.
We'll mention it in there. Me now, slap it. Yeah.
I like knowing when I'm up at bat. You know what I'm just saying? I'm just ready. I use the sports term, everyone.
Bat and cleanup. Did you guys ready? By the way, you're bat and cleanup. This is baseball terminology.
Dude, you're going way too quick. I gotta learn this.
I know. Play by play. Playing that foosball.
Play by play. Calm down, you fuzzy little man, Peach.
Is that going to be his thing now? Every show, I got a stupid-ass nickname. Fuzzy little man, Peach.
You're still a baby bear to me.
Thanks.
Wow. Way to just nix what I just said out of my mouth words.
We're getting deep.
But okay, so I'm looking at my paper and
it says no notes.
Big ass letters.
Jordan's well prepared again, by the way, for all our fans out there.
I don't understand why you even bring that fucking thing.
Because it holds my Lord and Savior on here, Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ripley.
That's one of the coolest notebooks I've ever
seen. It is.
Thank you.
It is.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, where were we?
Had to make it weird.
What I liked... Yeah. What, Sigourney Weaver didn't make it weird?
No, it's just you.
Like showing up at the end of Cabin in the Woods, but great movie.
That'll be
all right, awesome. So my favorite, or, you know, I'll just say my least favorite moments of the movie. How about that?
Let's do that.
So I really hated that they killed all four of Thanos' children in this movie. All four of them. They're supposed to be so supremely badass that, you know, it's so impossible to kill them, and they're so, like, threatening and whatnot. However, they just died with the snap of... a finger.
Not that snap.
Like the Bendon snap. But, like, you know what I'm saying?
Avengers snapped their asses.
They all just, I mean, like, they were all badasses. Then they were, like, impossible to kill. Mm. And then all of a sudden, every single one of them, like, Proxima was just thrown up randomly. Like, oh, we're having this tough
Shredded.
Fight. Oh, nope. Scarlet Witch comes down. Boop. Flicks her up in the air. Like, oh, she's gone.
Yeah.
Hulk is having this hard fight. Oh, the Hulk, you won't come out fine. I'll do it by myself. Puts a glove on him, and he goes flying. And that was actually a pretty cool death while he was, like...
It was.
Riding along the...
Wakanda forever.
Oh, my God.
Insert sound here.
Lil Tish.
And then what was the other one? Glaive. He got shanked in the back.
He got shanked early.
By Vision? No.
Yeah. No, he got shanked early. No, he was the last one to die.
But he also got shanked in the scene before
when they first went after Vision.
Yeah, and he was, am I wrong? He was supposed to be like he was the general in the comic books. Yeah. Like he was badass.
Right. He was Thanos' number two.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
And then the Ebony Maw, the super scary freaky one, just got sucked out of the side of the ship because Homeboy saw aliens one time.
It's gravity, gravity, bro. I mean, you can't.
Okay, yeah, out of all of the things we're going to agree with in the movie, yeah, gravity is going to be one of them. Not the fact that Doctor Strange was on the ship going somewhere, and he's like, hey, why don't we just turn the ship around? And Tony Stark's like, no, we can't do that. And he's like, fine, why don't I just make a fucking vortex and go anywhere I want to in the universe?
He's a master of the mystic arts.
Exactly, so why the fuck couldn't he turn the fucking ship back around?
I don't know.
He didn't need
to. Well, he eventually agreed with Stark that they may need to go after Thanos
on his own turf. Yeah.
I'd like to take the opportunity to shout out another one of our sponsors, Bull's Tavern, located in downtown Winston-Salem. They have 24 taps, classic cocktail lists, and great bourbon selections, live music, four nights a week, and Sunday fun day home spot with Bloody Mary and Mimosa Bar. Guys, check out Bull's Tavern in Winston.
Okay, that's a stretch. Anyway, my second biggest gripe about the movie is fuck Falcon, he's useless.
he really is.
Even in the scene, like Brokeback War Machine can fucking do way more damage than he can. Okay, it didn't mean to. Okay, his back is actually broken.
Literally broke back.
That wasn't. Yeah. Okay.
Wow, that came out so wrong.
Hashtag broke back war machine is what we're going to be famous for now for like the next 10, 12 episodes.
Okay, but you get what I'm saying, though. Like, I hate him.
Yeah, we get it.
Which one, Falcon?
Falcon is fucking pointless. He's a douchebag. He wears neat little sunglasses, and that's about it. He's even got a douche mustache.
He's got wings.
He's got a douche stash.
He's got wings.
So does Red Bull, though.
True. So is there anything that you like?
I mean, I really enjoyed the movie. I've stuck by this ever since the very first Marvel movie I've ever saw, which was Iron Man. Well, Blade, but...
Yeah!
Yeah!
You can slice them, you can dice them, but
diving
the
in the back catalog.
I think... Damn, those are three good claps. I stand by, if you center the story around the villain and make your writing about the villain, you're going to have a fantastic movie. Right. Every other movie, like, they've either had weak villains and they've... Okay, Guardians 1. The villain was ultra weak. Don't even remember his fucking name.
Ronan.
Cool. Yeah. All right, y'all can go and make out in the corner for all I care.
But once he got the Power Stone, he became a bigger deal than what he normally is.
And how do they kill him?
Fucking dance off.
There you go. There you fucking go. Cool.
It was a dance off.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's how I would die in real life.
Point fucking proven. Not by Thor with a giant Stormbreaker axe in your chest. I almost said Stormbringer. That's not a thing. But anyways, no. Stormwatch. Okay, so just like Spider-Man Homecoming, villain, Vulture, amazing fucking movie.
Yeah, Michael Keaton.
Thanos's Josh Brolin's Thanos is perfect in my eyes.
He's up there with Killmonger, with Vulture, with the really good with Red Skull, good villains.
I even cared about what was the crazy little Australian guy's name or British guy's name in
that got his arm cut off.
Yeah, that got his arm cut off. What was his name?
Ulysses.
Oh yeah, Claw. Ulysses Claw.
I wish he. I would. I mean, I loved Killmonger, and
what movie was he in?
Okay.
What movie was he in?
Black Panther.
Wakanda Forever. Insert sound here.
We're not inserting anything. We're just going to keep rolling.
Come on,
Lil T'Challa over here.
So I said I would have liked to see. I even think that Claw was written well. I thought his character was like creepy and strange. Like, I mean, it's cool where he ended because Killmonger obviously needed to be the bad guy. But
right,
focus on the villain. You got a solid movie.
Yeah,
that's why this is one of my favorites. We'll get to that later.
Things you want to call out, Behrn, parts?
You know, like I said, my favorite parts obviously was the bad guy finally wins, Josh Brolin being great. We covered that. Least favorite, to me, I know Jordan's not going to agree with me, I really did not like Peter Dinklage.
They kept that so under wraps. How did you not like that? All of a sudden, him coming out of nowhere.
You know, to be honest with you, even if they would have told me ahead of time, I would have been like, cool. You know,
a dwarf giant. Right, that's fucking hilarious.
It's not that hilarious. And okay. I thought he was actually overacting for once in his life. And I think he's a phenomenal actor.
Every time I see Peter Dinklage, I think of Entourage when they're in the bar and Ari's like, Pete, you're a giant in this town. And he's like, go fuck yourself, Ari.
Before he says that, he goes, oh, what is that? Some kind of play on words, asshole? And then he tells him to go fuck himself.
Yeah. All right,
like I said, I think he's great as an actor. I was like, well, why are you overacting this part? And, you know, when he's like, Thor, if you stand there and pull the door down, you are going to die. I'm like, what?
He calls him boy.
Boy.
Like, first of all, just like Kratos. I'm furthering myself in God of War, by the way. I've not beat it because there are so many secrets. I digress. Let's keep talking about this movie.
But, you know, I mean, that's honestly one of my biggest gripes. As far as another positive note for me, though, or a positive note, now that I just got done with my biggest gripe, I really have loved the evolution of Thor between Ragnarok and into this one. He went from my least favorite Avenger to, you know, I did not like Thor 1, definitely hated Thor 2. He was pretty good in both Avenger movies, but just seeing him progress, you know, in Ragnarok as well as this one into more of a badass, but also with some more humor and a little bit more comedy. And I don't know if it's just the direction or the writing or whatever the difference may be. I've noticed a huge difference in it, and I really, really have enjoyed seeing him come to where he is, and I hope they keep him around after. You know, I know his contract's about up, just like everybody else on the Avengers. But
okay, I mean that's literally it for me as far as that goes.
Can I say one thing real quick? Just a little tiny thing. Yeah. All right, So yeah, actually, it's not really that tiny. But so okay, so said. You said who brought up the wipe out half the universe, and we get that, and like we understand it. You did.
Me did.
Me did.
B-Hearn is all cool with wiping out half the universe.
Yeah. English as a second language.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a huge fan of people that aren't my friends, so I'm like, it's all right. A terrible idea.
All right. So I agree with that. So, you know, when you say wipe out half the population, boop, was Groot one of the ones that got?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you got to factor into the equation that trees are living things.
Oh, Jesus.
So I know.
They have emotions and.
No, fuck you. No, they don't.
Yeah, but we didn't see half the forest disappear.
That's what I'm saying. You see Groot disappear, and he's a fucking tree. Brussels sprout.
Is this the Greenpeace section of our show? Right
no,
now?
It's.
We'll
no.
put a pin in that. That's okay, something to consider.
Look, just listen to me. I'm not saying that trees have emotions because.
I think you just were, but it's okay. Keep going. Right.
I'm not.
This Groot, one does.
Okay, so Groot doesn't have an emotion when he was dancing in the opening of Guardians 2.
Do trees dance? Do other trees dance?
I don't know. Does a tree falling in the wood make a sound when no one's around? You fucking Jackie Chan. All
right, now we're getting super deep.
Then again,
I have a couple things that I want to talk about specifically that are my favorite parts. I mean, this new semi-dark, don't give a fuck, smoldering Captain America is.
I do like
this
that.
Dude has my fucking attention, man. Like, if you go back pre-Civil War, I hated fucking Captain America. I thought he was a big bitch.
You hated fucking Captain America.
I hated Captain America. I thought that he was a pussy. When they show up at the train station and the train's going and like and you see like the silhouette of Cap, I'm like,
I got hard.
I gave a fist pump. I was just like, this fucking guy, man. Like, I genuinely got excited.
People started clapping for him
too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the theater.
Yeah, 100%.
There's one thing that a lot of people didn't notice. He's as fast as T'Challa.
Oh, that was one of my favorite
that was awesome.
Like, I'm looking at him, and I'm like,
if not fast.
Those two were smoking all the other heroes out there.
Yeah. And they did that in Civil War, too, though.
I know.
Yeah.
But the other thing, can we just take a moment for Black Widow's ass? How can we not give that national treasure?
I've taken a lot of moments for Black Widow's ass.
That motherfucker is timeless. Okay?
Hashtag blessed.
It is.
You know, once a movie that thing gets a close-up, like and it never, ever disappoints. So let's just have a moment of silence for old Scarlett Jo and those.
I agree. I've seen too many Pinterest like posts where people are like, "Oh, Bucky and Captain's ass." Yeah, no posts for Black Widow's butt though. We're giving her the love that she deserves.
Anything you got, Jaden?
Well, let's see. Let's go over my gripes because I'm coming from the comic, like reading all the comics and then like pointing out all the differences. But I'll save that. I've got a comic moments coming up. But as far as gripes with the movie. First off, we didn't get to see Thanos take Xandar and take the Power Stone. That kind of pissed me off a little bit. We didn't get to see any of that.
Yeah, he just kind of had it.
He's had it.
Let's see. We didn't get to see the Aether, the Reality Stone, in its liquid form and like solidifying into the gauntlet. We just got a bait and switch with the Reality Stone, and he already really had it. Let's see. The Secret Adventures, that scene you were talking about in the train station where Proxima Midnight and Corvus Glaive come down and try to get Vision for the first time. They had a little skirmish, and then they just straight let them get away. I didn't like that.
We don't want to kill you.
But
why not?
But
right.
We're going to threaten to, and then we're going to let you go.
Right.
I didn't like that. And then
when the Glaive got like sucked back up, how did it not cut his hand?
I'm sorry, man.
I'm just gonna say
from the comics, that's like the source of his power. So like, if you break that thing up, like then you can take him down.
Well,
if you jab it through him.
Yeah, he got killed with his own power. I guess.
Yeah.
Let's see. How do they breathe on Titan? That was one of my notes.
Ah.
I guess, but that might have been due to Doctor Strange. That might have been a magic spell that because he does that in the Infinity Gauntlet comic. He does a spell. And it lasts for 60 seconds, and they can breathe in the in space. So, but they didn't really explain that too well.
I mean, when Ebony Maw and the large fucker came to Earth and tried to get the Time Stone from Doctor Strange, he did that little spell that was like, whoosh, and there was no wind anymore.
Right, right.
Such a powerful spell.
So he definitely...
we need that on the over by stumbles. Then we need an intersection.
No
of
fucking whoosh. Like, all right.
Let's see here. To Brian's point, Eitri, the dwarf's... I didn't have a problem with his performance. Ugh. I just had a problem with that god-awful accent.
Yes.
It's like he took his Game of Thrones accent up to 11 or something.
You mean maybe like tripling or quadrupling in size, maybe?
He completely overdid it, I think.
Oh, is that where you're going to go with quadrupling in size?
That's like times like 48 on his part.
When the part where Eitri the dwarf says... where he's explaining how he had to make the gauntlet for Thanos, I immediately thought of Seven and that part where he's like, I made what he wanted me to make. You know, like in Seven where he made him make that leather thing for his junk.
Yeah.
That popped in my head.
Seven, the like,
what's
movie.
In the fucking box?
Yeah, that Seven.
Oh.
What's in the box?
Let's see.
That'll be reviewed later.
Banner looks...
another spoiler gripe. Alert on Seven.
Another gripe is Banner looks stupid in the Hulkbuster armor.
He does.
Like when his head popped
so
up. I thought that was really,
so
really
dumb.
Stupid.
Oh, you guys are
so
fucked
dumb.
Now.
Yeah. I think the whole... like Banner can't turn into the Hulk thing is so
yeah,
terrible.
But I don't think so because he got his fucking ass beat.
When
for
can't
the,
this dude? When,
even
like, since,
the sound engineer
dude,
is like, he did
no,
get his ass.
No, he got his
he
ass.
Got his ass but when can't he fucking control this thing? Like,
no.
After he got
too,
his ass whooped.
Yeah,
for
after
the first
he got
time.
His fucking ass whooped. And if you remember, Bruce didn't come out because the Hulk kept him inside for all that time.
Oh,
in Ragnarok.
In Ragnarok, he thought if he changed again, that he wouldn't be able to change back.
Exactly. So now
that's
he
right.
wants him
now
to change.
Now it's reversed.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Hell yeah.
You got any more gripes? I got a couple.
Gripes.
I got a gripe. But I forgot what it was.
I got a couple.
Because I take no
that's
a, notes.
That's really all my gripes.
I'm just going to do one. I got a couple. But, you know, as the expert, as the resident expert on love on
oh.
this show.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Dr. Phil of Cleveland.
I am not a fan
Dr.
of this
Sophie.
Vision and Scarlet Witch.
You mean because it
romance.
Literally came out of nowhere
it's
and they just did it
stupid.
Because they wanted someone to feel bad for
yes.
Vision because Vision is a piece of shit that
like,
doesn't matter to
I
anyone?
I don't understand. It's so, it's dumb.
Expose him.
It's dumb.
Expose him.
They no. wanted to pay off the comic romance,
yeah.
but then
yeah.
they didn't really do a good job of developing that. Like they were kind of like hanging out together during Civil War, and I think Marvel wanted you to take a little bit more from that. Like, you should,
no, because she sent him like 42 stories down. You can't just come back from
right.
that. That's
but
not a, that's not
also
a fight.
Too,
normal relationships.
If you think
have,
about it, though,
except for,
without the
you know,
love story, I mean. She would have been out in that battle to begin with. So that's why she was, you know, behind, trying to hang out for a little bit, and then she finally yeah, comes out
right.
to help. So the love story,
where
I guess,
has she been this whole time?
Right. Which, yeah, she should have been out there, but because she loves him so much, and that's the way they played
yeah,
it up.
We get it.
Blah,
yeah.
blah, blah.
It doesn't do
we
it for
get
me.
It doesn't do it.
And,
love
Peter,
doctor.
And Peter Quill fucking up the plan to
yeah.
steal the Infinity
Piece
Gauntlet.
Shit.
Look, bro, I get it, homie. You just found out your girl's dead, but... there's no I in Team Playboy. Come on.
I don't like that. I don't like everybody shitting on Star-Lord. I liked him.
Why?
I've always loved him. Well, first off, it was his plan to begin with.
To okay. to randomly beat up
No, the whole plan to distract him and then, like, let Mantis
and,
swoop in and
then
hold him down.
Yeah, and then talk shit to his face like a fucking 14-year-old
that's,
would.
That's emotions taking over.
Yeah.
Emotions take... No. No, once his plan... had worked, he should have just been like, yeah, guys, my fucking plan worked.
That's
but
right.
no, he was like, was this your plan the whole time, Thanos? Like, did you think you were going to just get away with it and
why
be
are you
that
so
easy?
Close to the mic? It's kind of creepy.
Does it sound
you can't,
good?
You shouldn't lick that.
No.
wait, this little pop filter isn't like an edible?
All right. Let's get
saying.
To the you know. It's
grades.
Time for yeah. It's time
grade?
For grades. All you right. know. Time to go back to school. So.
Let's see who's gonna. Let's do.
Go ahead,
Saber.
Go ahead, Jordan. You want me to go first?
I want you to go first, baby lion.
Baby lion. You know.
We're just gonna I almost said
rename.
Baby bear again, and
we're gonna rename the show Jordan's pet names.
all right. I give it an A. It lived up to expectations. Like I said, it started fast and furious. It never slowed down. When it ended, I was sweating.
Like we are right now.
And it wasn't even hot.
you know, it kept me thinking into the following day. And I think that's the making of a great movie. And one of the things that I text you guys afterwards is that for that whole night, I was in the Infinity War days. Like, I was afraid to drive home because I'm like, I looked at Courtney and I said, I don't know if I can focus on the road right now. This shit just fucked me up.
Yeah.
I'm scared. So, I'm gonna flake away into nothing.
I give it right.
Love driving.
Give it a name.
A big A.
Damn.
Honestly, I give it an A as well. I thought it was fantastic. Like I said, Josh Brolin was a monster in that role. I thought everybody got their fair share of time in the movie. And, you know, I literally enjoyed it. I've seen it twice already. I'll probably see it a couple more times. I thought it was just utterly amazing.
I totally give it A+. This movie is amazing. It had so many, like gasp-causing moments. Oh, yes. Like, what, the Squidward line.
Yes. Oh, so, my God.
The Arrested Development Easter egg in there.
Yes.
Where in the collector's collection, and you see a blued-out Tobias Funke.
How about the what master?
In his cutoffs.
Sir? When he's like, what master do you serve? He's like, what am I supposed to say, Jesus?
Fantastic.
So good. The first time we see the Guardians and the Detroit Spinners start playing, yes. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. That was one of my favorite parts. They pulled...
The rubber band, man.
Yeah, they pulled a really great soundtrack or a great song from Guardians and plopped it in with
Well, there was only two
Infinity
songs
War.
In the whole video.
I know.
Or in the whole movie. Rubber Band Man and the Wakanda theme song.
Yeah.
Wakanda reporter on the street, by the way, in case you haven't noticed.
Just saying.
Captain Wakanda over here.
Yeah. I loved
Wakanda
it.
Forever.
And the biggest what the hell moment, or I'm sorry, I'll redo that. The biggest what the fuck moment
was
the Guardian of the Soul Stone turning out to be the Red Skull.
Red Skull.
So good.
This thing looked like, it felt like an Indiana Jones movie. It had Nazis and everything.
So is there any story behind that? I was going to ask you with the red skull piece.
They just plopped it in there because it was amazing, because if you think about it, when you watch the first Captain America movie, he does just disappear. Yeah. Like, he doesn't die.
And we all assumed he was dead.
He was dead.
Right.
But when they set it up so perfectly, because when you see the cloak floating towards Thanos and Gamora on that random thing planet that I do not remember the name
Vormir.
Of.
Yes.
Ooh.
Good job.
Damn.
Well,
my legs just quivered. But yes, on Vormir, when he you see the cloak and you or at least comic book fans immediately imagined it was death.
That's what I thought immediately.
But then he had a male's voice, so, I mean, I assumed his gender, and, it showed Red Skull, and I was like...
Fun fact, you know who played Red Skull in this movie?
Yes.
Aaron from The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Yeah, his name's Ross Marquand or something like that.
But it wasn't, like, Hugo Weaving.
But he does fantastic impersonations, though. He really does.
Agent Smith, I think, had too much of Red Skull. He didn't want to do it anymore. But, I mean, I loved it.
Yeah.
I kind of knew that it wasn't Hugo Weaving, but it didn't take me out of the movie. He did a spot on.
I saw it after the fact.
He did a great impression, but then, you know, I heard an interview with him where Marvel told him, like, look, this guy's been gone and, you know, out of his element for 70-plus years. I mean, just like Cap. I mean, Cap was frozen.
Right.
But Red Skull's been here guarding the stone the entire time, and he's going to sound a little weary, and he's going to sound a little, you know, not himself. And I think he did an excellent job.
All right, well, I'll give my grade for the movie, and I say also it was an A+. It's by far, no contest, my favorite Marvel movie ever made, or comic book movie ever made, and except for Blade 1.
Wesley Snipes, we love you.
Darkness.
Come on, our show.
Darkness is spreading.
Like I said, man, you make the villain relatable, and you put his story before all else, and you've got the makings of a fantastic movie. And I think that Infinity War just capitalized on that. I loved every single sidebar storyline. I love how it all mashed together, kind of, at the end. I loved the final line in the entire movie was, "Oh, God," by Captain. Yep. The very first time he's ever been somewhat pessimistic ever. And they had so many times that I knew what was going to happen, or I knew what I wanted to happen. I didn't know if they were going to pussyfy it for, you know, the millennials or whatever the fuck.
The PG-13 crowd.
The PG-13 crowd. That's but, like, tag. But like, millennials or whatever the fuck. But when Thor, who became the largest badass in existence.
Oh, yeah. He did.
You guys in control now.
Bring me Thanos.
I was like, oh, sure, I'll go try and go get him right now.
Let me page him.
I got an extra one in the back. I don't know if. So when he came down with Stormbreaker into his chest, I was like, no.
Yeah.
No, they're not going to do this.
Right. And especially after he got all the stones.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, come on.
Yeah, you're. He has one of the stones, and he's already the most powerful person in existence.
Right. It's six of them.
No. I'm saying no. That's what they said.
I thought maybe you forgot how many there were.
Angry. Oh, you won't like Jordan when he's angry.
You won't like Jordan when he's angry. Which rarely happens, and this I'm happy true. About that I know, because I live a happy
I'm
life.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
You know what?
You little slender booberry, you.
You tender little packet pouch. Okay, so what? Okay, it is my favorite, and I forgot one gripe.
Okay.
I forgot one very, very, very big gripe.
Bring
of
it
mine.
Up.
We meddled on it earlier, and that's when Tony Stark is fighting Thanos. They're all fighting Thanos, right?
On Titan.
Right.
And he's in all this for one drop of blood.
Yeah.
And first of all, I thought they were going to do a really shitty thing and be like, oh, yeah, I just got these nanobots, and the nanobots are in you now, and they're just going to, like, tear you apart from the inside. But they didn't do that. I'm really glad about that. But then Thanos breaks off his sword arm and punctures him. Like, probably, like, you know, like a foot thick.
It's a good puncture.
Yes. It's a good – yeah. You don't come back from that.
It's and not Dr. a paper cut.
Doctor yeah. Strange is like, spare his life. And I'm sure Tony was like, I'm already dead.
This dude's dead already.
Right.
Like, right.
Me and
like,
you would be dead.
I am gone, homie.
Yeah.
But and then I was like, yeah, all right, I'll not do anything else to him, I guess.
I thought he was like, ready to die.
Little
but I guess
do
not.
You know, he's gone. And then he just like frost heals himself yes. with a little spray.
The same way he did the ship.
Like, yeah.
The same way Rocket did the ship in Guardians 2. He had that little gun that sprayed the,
yeah.
the
nice.
Yeah.
shit back.
And it just doesn't. Come on, man. Like, and he's not even in pain at all after
well,
that.
He looks.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. He's just like, why'd you do that? Why'd you give the stone away?
He made the Robert Downey Jr. face.
I saw the blood come out of drip out of his mouth. I got that he was on.
And you know, in movies, whenever you get injured at all, blood comes out of your mouth.
Sure.
True.
Right. I want to sprain my ankle.
Want to take the opportunity to shout out one of our sponsors, Jeff Beal, who specializes in consulting, design, and project management of any project, specializing in automation systems. For Jeff, guys, no job is too big or too small. Find Jeff on Instagram at GEOFF_pronounced_JEFF.
Thank you for listening to episode 2, part 1. Make sure you're following us on social media. It is at MultiPopsural on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, as well as SoundCloud.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.